You know what he's saying? You can't go around the issue that offends. If you're going to talk to a Jewish person about the gospel and they're offended over the deity of Christ, they will be damned unless they embrace that. If you're going to talk to a Muslim and they are offended about the deity of Christ or the Trinity, they will never be saved until they believe that. It is at that very point at which they must submit. If you're going to talk to a Roman Catholic and sola fide or sola gratia offends them, you have to attack at that point, because it is only when they cease believing lies and believe the truth that they can be redeemed. So what is all this waltzing around, avoiding everything in the name of tolerance accomplishing? Nothing. Nothing. People say, if I can just find somebody's felt need, one book says, if I can find a person's felt need, I can lead anybody to Christ. Well, first of all, I can't lead anybody to Christ on any circumstance. But apart from that, a better way to say it would be, if I can find where it is that a person will not submit to the Scripture, it's at that point that I must engage the battle. And then one of our professors in the Master Seminary gave me an article on the new hermeneutics called the Hermeneutics of Humility. And in this postmodern tolerant environment, the Hermeneutics of Humility, it's actually, there are books on it. Here's how it works. Oh, who am I to ever suggest that my view of Scripture is the right one? You know, I would never, I'm too humble, I would never. Then there's the attack from the capricious. The capricious. People who don't study, you know. Ignorance, lack of study, lack of hermeneutics. The worst one I hate is the Bible codes. If you got any books on that, get rid of them. Talk about putting words in God's mouth. When Michael Drosnin wrote that Bible codes book, so many people jumped on the bandwagon. There's been a series of books written by the TBN people on that and saying that, you know, the hidden message of the Bible is in these little computer-generated squares of letters with lines.